Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. As the world around us are scared about all the viruses. Hallelujah. Are you scared this morning? No. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Father, we praise you. We thank you this wonderful morning you've given us, Lord. Father, we pray that you would speak to us through your word. Hallelujah. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, O God, Jesus. Our light unto our path, O God, Jesus. Speak to us. O God, renew a right spirit within us this morning. Lord, let your word work, do the wonders, O God, Jesus, this morning. We humble ourselves once again at your feet. Hide me under the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Today's topic of the message is an effective prayer. Let's read from James chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Can someone read? James chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Amen. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was a human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Hallelujah. Every one of us desire to be able to pray effective prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Effective prayer produces results. That's what the Bible says. Today, the topic we're going to meditate upon is about how can we pray an effective prayer. The Bible says Elijah was a man as we are, and he prayed and wonders happened in his life. Hallelujah. The Bible says the prayer of a child of God has great power and produces wonderful results. And then we see the example of Prophet Elijah, who did great things. Let's look at the life of Elijah and see what happened in his life that shows the power of prayer. The story of Elijah is introduced in 1 Kings chapter 17. If you look at the context of this situation, this was the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom of Israel. The king of Israel was King Ahab. King Ahab was a very wicked king. He allowed other religion, other Baal worshippers to worship. He killed a lot of God's people and prophets. He was married to a wife called Jezebel, who was a very evil woman. So here we see a situation in Elijah's life where he is in a very, very tough situation, right? The situation around him is not a very conducive situation. You might be in a situation similar to that where you feel like you are all alone. Elijah always, if you read the story of Elijah, he always cries, "Lord, I'm the only one." So you might be in a situation today and you're wondering, "Lord, why am I the only one have to fight this battle?" Because God has a purpose this morning. And this message is for you. So we see Elijah speaks to King Ahab and says, there will be no rain in the next 5 years until he prays for it. After that, God tells Elijah to go and hide by the brook in Kereth, where ravens will give him bread and meat each morning and evening and drink from the brook. But after some time, due to no rain, the brook dried up. Then God instructs Elijah to go to Zarephath, where he will be fed by a widow. When Elijah reaches Zarephath, he meets the widow at the gates of the village as she is gathering sticks. Elijah asks for water and ladle for bread. The widow said, "I do not have enough flour and oil to feed Elijah and her family. She has one meal left for herself and her young son, so they might eat and die." But Elijah insists, saying, "Don't worry, until the rain comes, the flour and the oil containers will never go empty." And as God promised, there was food for them and for the whole time. But suddenly one day, the widow's young son got sick and he died. The widow complained why this happened to her, and she said, "Did you come to condemn me of my sins by killing my son?" Then we see, Bible says, Elijah prayed for the return of the widow's son. So this is the first time you see Elijah is praying. So Elijah is praying for the life of his son, of the widow's son, to be restored. Hallelujah. Elijah came to this place expecting a place where there be food for him. But when he came to the place, God said, "I will provide you food in the widow's home." And because God did provide for him miraculously in the brook at Kerith. So with the same expectation, Elijah is going to a place where at Zarephath, where to a widow's place, where God said, "I will provide you food." But he goes to a place, the widow's place, and finds there is no food. And then God provides them. But later on, a tragedy strikes. And then the son is sick and he dies. And so now Elijah is in a situation where, "Oh Lord, I came to a place, I thought I'll be a blessing, but then I see there's a problem now." And Elijah is praying at this situation. He says, he prays for the return of the son's life, and God answers his prayer. Hallelujah. The widow then testifies that Elijah is truly a man of God, and God truly speaks through him. Hallelujah. So you see a situation where you might be all in the same scenario where you're in a particular position in life or a situation in life where there are circumstances. You need to stand up and pray for the miracle in that place. Hallelujah. When you do that, people will recognize that this is truly a man of God. Hallelujah. After this, God tells Elijah to meet King Ahab to inform him that God will send the rain. During this time of hiding, King Ahab was searching for Elijah so he can kill him. So you see now a change in circumstances. Now from a place of on a family in a hidden place, God is taking Elijah to a place where he is very vulnerable. He's now in the king's place where he is searching, where the king is trying to kill him. Now God is saying, go to this king. So now Elijah is going to meet King Ahab and challenges him. He said, "Come to Mount Carmel." So to bring all the Baal's prophets, and Elijah alone, he stands there and he challenges the Baal's prophets to erect an altar and sacrifice a bull and pray to their God for fire to consume the altar. And the God who answers will be declared the true God of Israel. So he challenges them. "You guys go ahead and build an altar and pray that the fire comes." And Baal's prophets prayed all morning till evening. They cut themselves with knives. They shouted and screamed, but there was no response. Then Elijah builds an altar, piles the wood, places a sacrificial bull on it, and pours water on it 3 times. So a situation where no miracle can happen. He created a scenario where there's no possibility of a miracle. And then he says, and he prays to God and said, "God, prove yourself that you are the true God of Israel." Immediately, fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven and consumed the sacrifice on the altar and everything else. When the people saw this, they cried, "The Lord, he is God." Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is God. Then Elijah killed all the Baal's prophets. After this, he tells Ahab to get ready for the rain. And Elijah prays for 7 times for the rain, and it finally got answered. Hallelujah. So we hear, what do we learn from Elijah's story? There is a change in circumstances in Elijah's life which we can relate to. First, God proves his saving power by giving him food miraculously at a personal level. Hallelujah. You might be in a personal all alone situation. You're hidden from the world. You're a college student. You're studying somewhere and you feel all alone. Because you won't have peers that who would share your same thinking process. You are a child of God. You cannot do what other people do. So you feel like a lonely person. So you got to go and hide yourself. But in that situation, Bible says God provided the food through ravens. Hallelujah. Miraculously, he provided. You would be in a situation like Elijah in your life. In that situation, don't compromise. You stand firm in your faith, and God will provide miraculously to you through any means. Hallelujah. You don't know how it'll happen, it'll happen. Second, God proves his saving power when living in a family situation. Now let's say in a different situation where he's in a family. He's living with a widow and a son, and then the young son dies. It seems hopeless situation, and Elijah prays, and there God does a miracle there. Hallelujah. You might be in a situation today where you are in a workplace or in a school or whatever it is. People might not, hallelujah, you thought that they would be of helpful to you. You would have joined a company or you joined a place or any organization you have joined expecting that it will be a great situation, but it will be the totally opposite. When you are in that situation, you can stand up and pray. Use your power of prayer to change the circumstance in that place. Hallelujah. That's what Elijah did. The situation was horrible, but Elijah prayed and the circumstances changed. Third, God proves his saving power at a community level. Hallelujah. So you might be in a community or a place where there's a lot of evil people. Hallelujah. There's a lot of evil worshiping. There'll be worshippers from other religions around you. Your neighbors might be of different culture or different viewpoint. But in that midst, in that community level, God shows his miracle, just like in Mount Carmel. God can show the miracle in your life and show that God you serve is the true God. Hallelujah. So you see the change of circumstances in Elijah's life. In every circumstances, God's power is shown through power. Hallelujah. Last scenario you see, God proves his saving power at country level. Hallelujah. At a country level, God used Elijah to stop the rain and then bring back the rain to prove to the whole land of that country that the true God of Israel still lives. Hallelujah. God can take you can use you in any of these scenarios. You could be in any of these situations. But Bible says if you have the same effective prayer of Elijah, you can do extraordinary things. The common thread in all this scenario is that we find a God who answers prayer at all situations. The same God who answered the prayer of Elijah is living even today. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that? Hallelujah. The same God who answered the prayer of Elijah is living today. So the question here is, how can my prayer be effective? Just like Prophet Elijah. Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11, it says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Now the question in all our mind is if I have been praying, Lord, I have been praying for so long, but many times I have not received anything I prayed for. Hallelujah. I've been praying again and again, again and again, again and again, but no results I have seen. So the question is, am I missing something here? Am I missing something here? Let's look at the prayer that Jesus taught us. Hallelujah. Let us analyze the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. A model prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 13. Jesus said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see. So I'm not going to spend time on it. So Jesus said, don't pray like this. Don't pray like publicly and babble for a long time. Hallelujah. That's not what God is asking us to pray. Jesus said in verse 18, don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Pray like this. Jesus said, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins. And as we have forgiven those who sin against us, and don't let us yield to temptation and rescue us from the evil one. It looks like a very simple prayer. We know this prayer for a long time. What we can split this prayer into two parts. An outward prayer and an inward prayer. There are two sides to this prayer now. The outward prayer focuses on what God wants to pray regarding our circumstances. Hallelujah. The first scenario that God wants to pray for is, let the name of the Lord be kept holy in the place I live or work. Hallelujah. Wherever you work, wherever you study, which circumstances you are, we have to pray, Lord, let your name be kept holy. Hallelujah. Let your name be kept holy in my workplace, O God. So that when you pray that, you're praying indirectly, you're saying, Lord, let me be like you in the workplace. Let me be like you in whichever circumstances I go. So God is saying, pray like this. Lord, let your name be kept holy. The reason why I see a lot of Christians are having a very failure life, a life that is shameful to people, is because they don't pray like this. They say, Lord, we pray for a lot of things like food, money, and things that we want in this world. But God is saying, don't pray for that. Pray that the name of the Lord be kept holy. Hallelujah. Second, God is saying, let his kingdom come soon in this world. We need to pray, Lord, let your kingdom come. This is a message I gave last time, is about the hope in Christ. We need to pray, Lord, let your kingdom come. The more we pray about it, the coming of the Son comes, as it's nearer and nearer, we can get ready for it. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come. Third, let's say, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will, O God, let your will be done. It's the same prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, O God, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Lord, in this place you have brought me here, in this situation I am here, let your will be done, not my will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we pray like that this morning? Hallelujah. Second is inward prayer, focuses on what I need for my spiritual growth. Now the next part of the prayer is focusing on inwardly. Jesus said, pray for the daily bread. Hallelujah. The daily bread, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. You ought to pray, Lord, teach me your word this morning. Speak to me today, O Lord. Teach me what I have to do. There are some areas in my life I have no idea. Speak to me this morning. Correct me, Lord, where I am wrong. Give me the food that nourishes me spiritually. You have to pray for that. Second, you got to pray for forgiveness of sins. So this prayer is very interesting. It is like a transaction. If you want to have forgiveness of your sin, you need to forgive others. So you're praying, Lord, forgive my sin just like I forgave others. So that means if I don't forgive somebody here, I will not be forgiven of my sin. Think about how serious that prayer is. So we got to say, Lord, help me to forgive those who hurt me. Give me grace to forgive them so that I can get forgiveness for my sins. Third one is overcoming temptations. Hallelujah. Temptations is an area where every person goes through. Hallelujah. Bible says pray for it. Pray for it that you don't fall into temptation. Jesus even said that. Why do we need to pray for that situation? If you read in Mark chapter 7, we read that Jesus said, it's not what you eat makes you defiled. Mark chapter 7 verse 20, it says, it is what comes from inside that defiles you. For from within, out of a person's heart, comes evil thoughts. Are you struggling with evil thoughts? Are you struggling with sexual immorality? Are you struggling with theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness? All these things are inside you. It's just that you are not in a circumstances that is vulnerable. If you are in a particular circumstance, let's say you go and put yourself in a circumstance where these things exist, you 100%, I tell you, you will be in that. You would fall to it. Because we are wicked. Our heart is very, very wicked. We need to understand that. That's why Jesus said, Lord, help me. Don't let me fall into temptation because I'm a wicked person. We got to pray. Pray like this, Lord, help me to overcome these temptations, Lord. Only then you can overcome. Only God can help you, not you. And then we read, rescue from the evil one, Lord. Rescue us from the evil one. We got to pray for them. Hallelujah. Elijah had to pray to run for his survival because there was evil around him. But God rescued him in that situation. You got to pray for it. Lord, rescue me from evil people, oh God. There are people I have no idea who I'll deal with. What I'm going to deal with today. Because the Bible says the enemy is roaming around to kill God's people. So why there is so much of godly people are losing their testimony? The reason why is because they don't pray. How is your prayer this morning? Hallelujah. This morning the God of Israel is asking you, pray an effective prayer. If you pray an effective prayer, you can be of useful just like Elijah was. You will see miracle in your personal life. You will see victory in your family life. You will see victory in your community, society life. You will see victory in your country also. Hallelujah. If you pray an effective prayer, God can do great things in your life. The reason we are not seeing great victories is because our prayers are not effective. Today, as we are listening to this word, let's close our eyes this morning. Lord, forgive us, O God. For many times we forget what to pray for. Because we are crowded with so many information, wrong information. We are listening to the worldly news and things like that. We get disturbed. Oh Lord, only in your presence. Oh Lord, there is clarity. Hallelujah. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning. That we can have a clear mind, oh God. Clear mind, oh God. Hallelujah. What to pray for? We don't know what to pray for, Lord Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit strengthen us this morning. That we can pray as the prayer that you have taught us, oh God. Strengthen each one of us who have gathered this morning. Let us not go away from here, Lord God, empty-handed. Lord, we received your daily bread today. Help us, Lord, to use it this week. May the Lord bless us with these words. Amen.